From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
2:25, Jim Riley with the news, brought to you by your local State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The Clint Eastwood picture Mystic River is about three childhood friends who face their demons. It has Hollywood buzzing about an Oscar. Clint Eastwood says why the material was a great piece for actors.
It's not about special effects. There's no visual effects. Everything is real, photographed real. There's no miniatures. There's no computer generated. It's all real, and the actors are all, they all have scenes that are of importance to the story, and they all have to interact with one another. And it's just good old-fashioned ensemble acting, very rarely seen these days.
Clint says why he likes to give actors freedom to take the role where they think it should go.
I like to see what everybody does instinctively. I like to see what the instincts bring to it. And then after a while, we can fiddle with it. If you go right away, and if I can go, and I've done that, I mean, I can do it if necessary. You go in and say, okay, I want you to come over here. I want you to hang up your coat. And I want you to say this as you're walking across to the mirror and talk to yourself in the mirror as you're combing your hair and walk out of the room. You can do that. But sometimes you just say, well, let's see what happens. Just go ahead.
Why not? Cloudy, light rain likely today. Occasional rain tonight. Scattered showers tomorrow. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com. Made possible by Budget Computers, home of the $200 laptop.
John and Jeff.
What are you two doing in here?
Weeknights at 10.
We're having fun in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. And I get the feeling that whatever woman they get to accomplish this for them, you know, to fill this role, is going to be given the occasional flogging if things aren't clean. You know, like if things aren't straightened just right.
Do you think they'll find someone? I don't see it happening.
I think she's going to have to widen her preferences a little bit. I don't think you can be disqualifying some hot woman because she's blonde. Because it's like, how many... So literally, unless you're just taking people off the boat, you know that are coming here like fleeing a potato famine or something. It's like, how many people are you going to find that are going to, you know, A, clean, and B, like, give it up to you and your husband whenever you want it? I mean, I'm not saying those people don't exist. I'm just saying,
and also, like, be able to enjoy it, because there might be people who would do it for financial reasons,
right.
But, you know, somebody who actually will enjoy cleaning and
being
someone's toy.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to encourage that in any sort of financial agreement, because we do not advocate the breaking of any law.
You're not a PIMP.
Well, I mean, I am at heart. You know, I'm a pimp inside, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Michael says, dude, I'll volunteer. I'll clean the house if I can watch. Signed, Mike in Horneyville. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, host of his own damn fine radio program, Clyde Lewis.
Hey.
How are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm elated. I'm just
happy. You sound elated.
No, I'm happy.
No one's ever sounded more elated than you.
No, I am very happy because of last week's shows I did were great, and I have a great guest this week. I got my Day of the Dead celebration coming up on November 1st.
Which is kind of a phrase that you would never hear out of anybody but you.
Well, no, I mean, it's true. I mean, everybody's going to be partying at Halloween, and they're going to be partying at your party. And so I've decided that, you know, one more party to the list, and it's on Day of the Dead, and we're going to celebrate death.
Okay, there
How
you go.
How fun is that? No, I mean, it's like, you know, there are a lot of people who are into the ghost hunting that I talk about on my show. Ghost hunting, EVP... we got the hearse club that's going to be there. I mean, they're going to show off their hot rod hearses. I mean, there's nothing better than a hot rod hearse.
You know what you is? You ought to have some hot babe mascot named Patty Hearse. Let's also welcome to the Rick Emerson Show the publisher, Brain Trust, and maven behind Barfly Magazine, our good friend Jen Lane.
Gonna get drunk, also listen right here.
How are you, Jen Lane?
I'm doing great.
You're looking
much better than last week.
Perkier than last week. When we last spoke to Jen Lane, there was some weaselly rapscallion of a human being putting out a low-budget imitation of Barfly Magazine. We will not even deign to mention the name of this magazine. But I understand now that you've crushed him into bankruptcy under your hobnailed boot, and that you've ruined him both personally and professionally. Well done.
Thank you. I don't know if that's quite where we stand as of yet, but
we can hope.
Sure, my lawyer would love that.
I'm just trying to help out. I mean, I always like to see weasels, you know, kind of get what's coming to them. So
yeah, I love the way you closed the show last week by thanking him for making something so soft, strong, and absorbent.
Well, what other possible uses? Is that like I'm going to read that thing for the writing? You're going to read some for the writing? You read barfly? So.
Well, you know, people also use barfly for a lot of different uses. Actually,
it's just the same. It's like the right size to be a coaster.
Yeah, and it's apparently the perfect size for wrapping bindles of cocaine. Again, not advocating anything illegal, and certainly I have no knowledge of this personally.
Of course, we wouldn't want you to abuse yourself with chemicals in any way. But
No. I don't even drink coffee.
No, if that's the sort of thing, you know, that you're going to do, then you'd use barfly.
And Jägermeister is all organic and natural, so.
Jägermeister with pineapple juice. I tried that over the weekend. That's good. It's great. Have you tried it?
I don't like pineapple juice.
No, you take pineapple.
And Jägermeister and pineapple. It's the pineapple that you find.
And you drink it out of a hot woman's breast. It's the best way to do it.
Oh, well.
That's what I was doing over the weekend.
You can't. What are you
I was at a party where I was having Jägermeister and pineapple, drinking it out of a beautiful woman's breast.
Is this woman's lactating Jägermeister?
I swear to God.
Breast shots.
I swear to God. I'll get rid of you, and I'll bring the hot woman who swings back in here again. I swear to you. All right. Jesus. Between that and Matt's insistence that you could say, what have we decided to call it?
A hojo.
Were you here the other day when Matt used a term on the air, which I bleeped, the other day. He was describing an act of intimacy, whose initials are HJ, something that you might... something that, I don't know, you might get at a truck stop, I guess, probably, or, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
You get a little bit of a reach around there, you know. And you see the HJ, and I'm like, you can't say that on the air. Yes, you can. And so we got into this gigantic discussion about whether you could say that. And so I think we've...
I
think you can say it.
See, you can't.
Because half the people I've talked to have said, yeah, it's okay, and the other half have said, no, you really probably can't say that.
And I'm going to side on the air. I'm going to...
That's fine.
I can't even talk today.
We'll go for Hojo on air. Yeah. That's no problem.
Hojo is also a Howard Johnson, a place where you do karate. So.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I don't even know what we were talking about now. Well, a couple things. So first, thank you for inviting us to Dysfunctional Family Feud.
Yeah, that was great.
We got schooled by... It wasn't even... I know that there was some...
We weren't schooled. We schooled them. No.
Walked away the winners. Well,
I thought we lost.
I'm sorry, but you lost in the quintuple bonus round, which is... Often where
We lost because they had a topic that they won 500 points on.
Yeah,
all
they
at
swept.
Once.
We did the Dysfunctional Family Feud at Dante's last week, and I know we were originally supposed to be playing some high school station or something, and then but they didn't like they were too stoned to even like they were too high to even show up, and so we ended up playing the Portland Organic Wrestling guys who just cleaned our clocks and. A pretty embarrassing.
At the end,
fight.
We gave them a run for their money. Yeah. We kicked their butts.
Yeah,
up
you
until
did. You did. You were excellent competitors, and Clyde, you were above par. I mean,
Clyde was the whole team.
Stellar performance. Clyde and Jolie, I have to say, you guys rocked.
Yeah.
No offense. No offense.
It's true. We were terrible.
No offense. No, everybody did great, but you guys were just like clicked right in.
So, what have you guys got coming up this week that you want to shamelessly whore?
Well, tonight I've got my fabulous. Rather similar to Dysfunctional Family Feud game show called Bar Fight. That's bar versus bar, and tonight it's Horse Brass versus the Rose and Raindrop, and it's at Dale Ann's Lads Inn, 1204 Southeast Clay.
So what is Bar Fight? What happens there?
Bar Fight, it's like another version of our Family Feuds based on our same surveys that we take in bar rooms with drunk people all over the place. And so it's the same format as Family Feud, but skewed towards drunken Portlanders and how they might respond.
And pretty much everything you do is skewed towards drunken
Portlanders. Yeah, I just want to say,
Horse Brass.
Yeah, Horse Brass. It's Horse Brass and Rose and Raindrop, so they should be neck and neck. They're both really good teams.
Let me just say, we were doing the Dysfunctional Family Feud last week, and the question was, and again, it's surveys of people in bars, right? And the question was, things you'd blow $100 on. Now, of course, the first answer is cocaine. Not that we would advocate that anybody ever take cocaine.
I said hookers.
Okay, hookers. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I said porn. Now, which is not on the board, and I think there was some sort of shenanigans there, because I've blown thousands of dollars on pornography, and I don't think I'm alone. I mean, just look around
the city. Strippers on the board?
No,
there was no strippers.
Whores.
It was cocaine, whores,
like video crack.
Gambling,
drinks,
and booze.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how could porn...
And shoes.
Well, look, if you got whores, you don't need porn.
Think about it.
Yeah.
That's true,
yeah.
I suppose. Okay.
You're a pimp. You should know this.
All right. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just sure. All right. So that is coming up tonight. Where is it taking place?
It's at Dale Ann's Lads Inn. It's on 12th and Clay, and it's Kitty Corner from the Burgerville, just off Hawthorne.
Kitty Corner.
At 8 o'clock, and it's Sin Night, so there's specials for service industrialists, and there's no cover for anybody.
What's a service industrialist?
Somebody who's a bar slave or a restaurant slave or hospitality industry slave.
Is Portland a good place to be a barmaid? Because, you know, people here like to drink like nobody's business, but is it?
It's a good place because the minimum wage is really high here, and in a lot of other states, they just have to pay federal minimum, and then they count in your tips to make up a living wage. But here you get like an already overinflated minimum wage.
Well, people here know
plus
how to
tips.
Plus, people here really are into their drinking.
I would say though that people are not. They've gotten a little bit better, maybe, but in general, Oregonians aren't known for their tipping largesse. Like
really?
Yeah, it's just. I mean, I'm from New York, and it's like tipping's just a way of life. You know, you tip everybody you can. You get some money in your pocket. It's going out, you know, to you show it off, you know. And here, it's like you're guarding your bag of gold.
Man,
you know?
Let me just say this. Matt was with me the second time this happened to me. I know this isn't really the same thing, but I was with them. I went to Starbucks because it was like I had no choice. And so I went to Starbucks at Safeway, and then about 3 weeks later, I went to Starbucks at Albertsons, and you are not allowed to tip there. You are not allowed.
You see, I do agree. I don't think that people who are serving. I think that if you serve coffee in a diner, you should get a tip. I think that if you're serving coffee over counter, where it's takeaway, I don't think that there should be necessarily tip involved. And I think that that keeps their wages down.
Yeah, but you know, but I think I should be allowed to tip if I want to. As the customer,
I think you should always be allowed to tip.
They're forbidden from accepting tips.
Oh, that's not right.
No, Matt and I were there. Yeah. It was this girl. She was cleaning up. She was one woman running the whole place. She was trying to mop the floor.
Oh, my God. She totally
make
needs
a thing
tips.
And
wait
on my ass.
Yeah.
And I tried to give her a dollar. She's like, I can't take it. It's a bunch of crap. Now, we got that Marty here. He has some information, two bars he wants information about, wants to know why they're not in bar flight. You want to talk to him?
Okay.
All right. Marty, you're in St. John's. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, I was wondering about the lovely Houlihan's down in Mississippi. Have you ever heard about that?
You know, I haven't heard about that. Where is it on Mississippi?
It's like a Cook in Mississippi down the end toward the like hellish industrial
this
area.
This is in St. John's?
No.
Okay, no, that's by like the White Angle.
Like the new burgeoning gentrification place.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's down at the very end toward like where it gets all industrial. You know what? It's right up the street from like the White Eagle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the guest house.
Well, I'll just have to get myself over there, yeah. All right, I'll check that out. Thanks.
Do you just get drinks? Have you ever paid for a drink like since you started doing this?
Once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like you could be drunk 24 hours a day without spending a dime if you wanted, right?
Pretty much, I guess, yeah.
We're going to come back. We'll talk more to Clyde Lewis about what's going on Ground Zero. We're also going to count down the top five South Park songs of all time. Trey Parker's 34th birthday this month. We're also going to give away a CD right now, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, Toxicity, to the fifth caller at 503-250-1080 right now. We'll be back. Here's Stevie Wonder. It's Hot Talk 1080. Cave to K.
We have been the misrepresented people. Yes, we have been the misrepresented people. We march across the misrepresented people from back then until now. We make it grow. We have been a misrepresented people.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland. More from Clyde Lewis and Jen Lane in just a moment. Here's your top five for Tuesday in the Rick Emerson Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous,
counting's the best thing to do.
Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count.
It's Jim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Well, it was 34 years ago this month that a little bundle of subversive joy was born in Conifer, Colorado. Trey Parker was wrapped, I should say warped, and inspired an entire nation of misfits and given hope to every outcast clutching a band uniform For this musical contribution to American comedy, we're proud to present these, the top five Trey Parker songs ever to grace the soundtrack of South Park. An honorable mention from Grazamo, the man song.
From Orgasmo.
Oh.
We're grandfathering this in. It's not technically a South Park song, but it's so infiltrated the culture of the Rick Emerson Show.
D-D-A.
This is your voice, Rick.
This gave us the mile. That's where mile. Okay, if you wonder why we say mile every time we sing something. Wait.
What makes a man is
it gets better, though.
In his hands.
Hams.
Is it his quest for glory?
It's him doing Gene Simmons, you know that.
Yeah.
Give it all you got to fight to the top. So we can know your story. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man.
Man.
Now you're a man.
Come on, that's genius. Absolute genius. Live it, live it. It's just good stuff.
Number five, Kyle's mom is a big fat, and if you'll excuse the expression, bitch.
Well, Kyle's mom's a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's never was a bitch, she's a bitch who was a bitch.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Dun, dun.
On Monday, she's a bitch, on Tuesday, she's a bitch, and Wednesday, she's Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, come here, may a bitch.
Yes.
Have you ever met my baby cause mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a big, 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 big,
big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big, big,
big, big, big, Brian.
A bunch of geeks.
We're such dorks. I know this
word. All of us know all of the
words. How lame am I?
Brian, what would Brian Boitano do if he were here right now? That's what Brian Boitano do.
We're such losers.
See? Wearing a blindfold.
When my boy Tano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears,
he used his magical fire breath to save the man who's there.
Skip.
Number three, it's hard to be a Jew at Christmas.
My favorite South Park song.
That's a great song. Beats the hell out of that Hanukkah song. Adam Sandler can eat it.
Divinity, I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew.
We're so lame.
On Christmas.
Number two, Uncle Effer.
Shut your face, Uncle.
Nominated for an Academy Award. Or is that Blame Canada? This won the MTV award, though.
You have to congratulate Matt for putting in all of these beeps.
Oh, no, it gets better. There are sections where it's just solid beep.
Shut your face.
What's going on here?
Ah, Terrence, look. It's a dry, cultured wit here on the Rick Emerson Show.
And remember when we went and saw this? People got up and left the theater when this song came on.
I must say,
you f***ed your uncle yesterday.
Uncle, that U N C L E U.
Oh,
smiled upon you.
Number one, La Renaissance Medley.
Close enough.
All right.
We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Wrap it up with Clyde Lewis. Find out what's going on with him this weekend. And Jen Lee from Barfly Magazine. Stay there. Back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Only the righteous stand.
You see the distant flames, they bellow in the night. You fight in all our names for what we know is right. And when you all get shot and cannot carry on, though you die, La Resistance lives on. You may get stabbed in the head with a dagger or a sword. You may be burned to death or skinned alive or worse. But when they torture you, you will not feel the need to run, for though you die, La Resistance lives on.
Right Canada,
because the country's going awry. Tomorrow night these streets will cry.
Tomorrow night, our lives will change. Tomorrow night, we'll be entertained. An execution, what a sight. Tomorrow night,
there's so much room where babies pop and flowers bloom. Tomorrow night, up there is doomed, and so I will be going soon.
Shut your face, Uncle. You're a buying bastard, Uncle. Looks like we may be out of luck.
Tomorrow night, we're pretty.
Why did our mothers start this war? What the are they fighting for? When did this song become a marathon?
When Canada is dead and born, there'll be no one to lead the
army. Then they cut your in half and serve it to a pig. And though it hurts your life and dance a f***less cheek. But that's the way it goes. In wars of have long, though he's mine. Love is its stars, love its
Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, that adult content video is so hot. It looks like something I'd like to do with you on a Saturday night. Signed, Big Gay Bill in McMinnville. Yeah, because that's not, like, the most disturbing thing I've ever read. Thanks. We're here with Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero, and Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Barflymag.com?
That's right.
Jen Lane, Barflymag.com. When and where for the bar fight tonight?
Tonight, Dale Ann's, 8 p.m., 12th and Southeast Play.
Excellent. Clyde Lewis, what's coming up in your world?
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Tonight I'll be speaking about Nation's Classics, 2433 Southeast Powell. Then... Friday night, it's the tribute to the War of the Worlds, a musical tribute.
I heard you
doing.
Putting some of this stuff together last night. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be like the day the music died that we played last week, which would be a more sci-fi, more interesting like that. And then Saturday, I am rerunning the Tommy Johnson Show, the one that got everybody spooked, because at the Day of the Dead, the Festival of the Dead, 2433 Southeast Powell at Bodacious Classics, I will be showing the footage that everybody tells me they'll be opening up the gates of hell if I show it. It's the it's footage of a black entity, a black shadowy entity that was taken in Arkansas, rural Arkansas, and a lot of people say because it's caused problems for a lot of people, caused automobile accidents and all kinds of horrible things to people that have played it. This is almost like The Ring. We're going to be playing it at 10 o'clock, but the Hell Candidates are taking the stage.
Those guys
at
are great.
8, they're going to be playing, and that's a cover for 5. And then 10 o'clock, actually 11 o'clock in the morning, it'll be Night of the Living Dead. Evil Dead will be playing, and also my television program called The Unknown Zone that will be debuting in Philadelphia on October 31st.
There you go. So a huge, huge weekend ahead for Clyde Lewis. It's ClydeLewis.com and BarflyMag.com to find out more about that. We want to thank CNN Radio's Jim Roop, Richard Cheese, Jen Lang, Clyde Lewis, Sally, Mitch, Jolie, etc., etc., so on and so forth. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in the newsroom. Tim Riley, executive producer, 1F Matt Peterson. We will see you tomorrow with all the 1080 girls, Richard Nunn, I think. And Richard Cheese plus Lounge Against the Machine live in studio. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. See you tomorrow in 21 hours. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Bye, y'all.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.